It's almost like it's it like bounces around, and like everything you do, all this stuff while you're alive, and then you die, and that kind of resonates with the world across time, right? And I think the effect will lessen, you know, over long periods of time, maybe. But if you look at it from the butterfly effect perspective, you have to wonder, like, if you take some actions today, and that changes the course of history in some very small angle, then a million years from now, or a thousand years from now, or whatever, that can have an enormous impact. In that sense, it's not just rippling out, but the effect that you have before you die is actually continues and is further amplified after you're dead.
That is true. And actually, that is one thing I do think about when I do the work that I do for the animals, because it's not just like tens of billions of animals every year that's been being used for food, but it's in the future as well. Like it's in the future too. Like if you count all the potential animals that's gonna like suffer in the future, it's gonna be in the many trillions and even much more than that. So whatever we do, even you were talking earlier about like 100% or zero. I think any little effort or is actually counts and has effect. And when we talk to other people about it, if they reduce their consumption of these animal products, like that's going to have ripple effect. Like it can have potentially exponential effect. So that's something I think about.
That's why I got these two cats, because when I lost mine, I felt like, oh my god, like I can never live with a cat anymore. It was so sad. But then I was like, oh, but I have a space, I love cats, you know, like why don't we just, I mean, if I could afford it, I would make a cat sanctuary in like a huge farm or whatever and have like hundreds of them, but I can't do that realistically. Then why don't I just save at least two? That's better than zero.
Yeah, definitely.
You could do it.
So
I think any little bit actually counts, and that's the important thing.
みんな動物もらってほしいね。だからペットショップじゃなくて、
そう、家が必要な動物いっぱいいるから、
困ってる子は、子猫とかね、子犬もいっぱいいるから、いつも言ってるけど番組でも、なんかみんなやっぱりこう日本で特に里親とか、そういうサンクチュアリーみたいなところにもらいに行くと、なんかすごい病気の年取ったあの動物しかいないから、自分には無理って思ってる人が結構いて、でも実際全然そんなことないから、そんなに手がかからないで普通に暮らせる子もいるし、
そうなんか前店に行って、40万円ぐらい売ってるよね、子猫、かわいい子猫。
そう、もう100万円とかも普通にある。
100万円、
そう、別にそれがね、その産んだ猫の親に行くわけじゃないから、利益を誰かが、人間が得てるわけだけど。
Is that like purebred?
だから人気があればあるほど、とか珍しければもちろん値段は高いし、でも高いからってじゃあ健康で丈夫かっていうと逆なんだよね。purebred の方が、純血の方が遺伝の病気持ってること多いから、だから最近ペットショップでこう、まあ、健康状態を書かなきゃいけないから、そういうの見てると本当にあの膝が外れやすいとか、そういう犬ばっかり売ってる、それをだから60万とか70万とかでみんな買ってるから、
It's crazy that people prioritize the
appearance
over the health.
Yeah.
Because once you love that animal, you will prioritize health over its appearance.
そう、本当にそう。
So it's very short-sighted, I think.
本当にそう。私の友達でもポメラニアンが好きだから、ポメラニアンばっかり買って、ポメラニアン3匹家にいるんだけど、3匹とも同じ問題。3匹ともその、なんか関節が外れやすいんだかなんか、まあ遺伝疾患があって、 3匹とも手術しなくちゃいけないっていう、うん、だそれは人間がこうポメラニアンずっと交配してきた上でもう避けられない問題らしいんだけど、
うん、
だからそれをやっぱりわざわざみんなが買っちゃうから、
うん、去年あのフロリダでサンクチュアリーに行って、
うん、
あの牛が、あ、あの 豚がいっぱいいて、それはなんかなぜかっていうと人が可愛い子豚をいっぱい飼って、でもしばらくするとすごいでっかくなって飼えない状態になるから、それをね、うん、あのそれをあの提供してるサンチュアリー。
わあ、うん、ミニ豚だと思ったら普通のだったみたいな。
They get so big. Yeah, pigs get so big.
Yeah,
yeah. I've seen なんかどっかヨーロッパかどっかのカップルでそれこそミニ豚を買ったら、うん、本当の豚のサイズになっちゃって、うん、もう田舎に引っ越して、うん、家を大きくして、うん、その豚のためにっていう、うん、
really?
うんうん、だから本当はねそれぐらいできればいいんだけど、
うん、
まあ経済的にできない人はもうどっかにあげるしかないとかなっちゃうんだろうけど、
うん
うん、フロリダにもあるんだ。
あ、うん、いろいろなとこにある。ハワイにも最近新しい、ハワイ島にもできたし、
うん、
マウイ島にもあるし、うんうん、あとカリフォルニアのサンクチュアリーでも1ヶ月ね、あのボランティアしてた。
Oh.
うん、で、Oh yeah, you were asking about the animal, the Spain one.、Mm-hmm. The best memory I have from that, my favorite animal from there was a turkey.
Turkey?
Turkey.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, turkey. I had never interacted with turkeys before, mm-hmm. like in a personal way, but yeah, so I would like go around the field picking up poops of like,pigs or cows、mm. and I would do that and walking around, and then the turkey Julia, her name was Julia, she would like follow me and then like when I sit down and like pet her, like she just like looks super like you know、
happy.
She's loving it、
Aww.
And then like and then I had to get back to work, so like I go and like pick up more poop, and likeLia keeps like following me across the whole field like for like an hour or more.
She's in love.
Yeah, I mean, and I find that turkeys have really strong personalities.
Mm.
I mean, just like other animals too, but like, yeah.
Do you think these kind of domesticated animals have stronger connections with people, maybe? Because turkeys have been controlled by humans for quite some time.
Right.Right.
Because they say that's possible. Like, that's true with pigs. You know, they used to have like pigs living in your house.
Mm.
And pigs are, I guess, either were naturally super intelligent or but they're smart now, right?
Yeah.
And they're quite social.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's happening to cows at all, but.
Yeah, I think so, probably. Because
that happened to dogs and cats quite strongly.
Yeah,
so it must happen to them a little bit too.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I think definitely that's probably true. Yeah.
なんかその生き物をまあ大事にするっていうか無駄に摂取をしないっていう意味ではやっぱりインターネットがあるからちょっと良くなってるのかなって思う部分はあって、そのアクティビズムみたいなメッセージももちろん届きやすいだろうし、それだけじゃなくてそのターキーの話みたいに鶏も普通に飼ってたら懐くし、
うん、
こうハグしてほしいみたいな感じで寄ってきたりとか、うん、まあ豚も本当犬みたいだしとか、うん、そういうのをこう分かってくると、ああちょっと減らそうかなって思う人増えるのかなっていうふうに思う、
うん
う
ん、
Have you seen the research suggesting thatDepictions of animals in cartoons and TV shows and movies is actually causing us to forget about or be desensitized to the extinction of real animals in nature.
Mm.
So there was some research showing like we constantly have animals on TV and it seems like they're fine, they're talking, they're in cartoons and stuff. But the real thing is like...in a dire situation.
Right.
Yeah.
But we kind of, I don't know. I haven't read the paper itself, but I thought it was an interesting,
でもそれあると思う。
What do you think it is doing to us that we have all these
なんかね、特に日本のテレビで危険生物みたいな、よくあるの、なんか、サメとか、 まあ、毒がある虫とか何でもいいんだけど、うん、それでいや怖いみたいなのを1時間ずっとやるみたいなのがあって、うん、まあ、いろんな生物を紹介するのはいいんだけど、うん、こうなんだろう、とかクマが人里に降りてきて、うん、まあ危ないとか、うん、でもそのじゃあ人里に降りてくるのは人間のせいですよとか、うん、っていうとこまでは言わないから、うん、なんかこういかにも人間がまだ弱い立場であるかのようなイリュージョンを与えるっていうか、
うんうん、
実際一番ねダメージしてるの人間だから、
うんうん、
なんかそのキャ怖いで終わっちゃうとあんまり意味ないんじゃないかな、
うん、
っていうか逆に悪い影響がありそうってよく思うけど、
うんうん、It's interesting that nature is so far away from most peopleYou know, mm. how do you go be in nature? It's really hard. You go camping, people like camp next to their car. You know, they have everything plugged into the cigarette lighter and they just, you know. Real nature is getting further and further away from the average person, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So, right? So much of our impressions about other animals or even plants, like...comes from like the media, the TV, what's depicted in TVs or cartoons or yeah, like some animals like, I don't know, like spiders or snakes, like they're often like probably depicted in a, you know, evil or like dangerous ways. And yeah, it's not necessarily true in real life. And so the thing about these sanctuaries is that it allows visitors to like actually interact with these animals too, so that,you realize like, oh, there's not much difference between a cat or pig or chickens or dogs.
そうだね。
Do you think animals have auras?
Yeah.
Too?
Oh, and, yeah, definitely.
And so do you think life itself is kind of holy or special? Or, 'cause in the universe, we have life.And then we have stuff that's not alive. There's very clearly, as far as we can tell, there's like a bunch of stuff that's not alive. And then there's some stuff that's alive. And the thing about the alive stuff is its continuity. You know, that's what really sets it apart, I think. You don't have life unless that life has a very...long story, you know, you can't have the life without the story, right? Because of evolution, it has to stay connected. Does that, you think that gives it a special place in the universe? Or like, what is the life thing for?
Like, yeah, that's a big mystery that I'm interested in too, but I don't know, because...
Why should anything be alive?
It's possible that like, what we think are not alive、Isn't、may、it? Have like, aura as well. like,、and like, yeah.
Is a planet alive? Can you have a living planet versus a dead planet? Like is Earth, if you look at Earth and you look at Mars, you know, do you say Earth is alive? Or...
Yeah, I have a feeling that the Earth is more alive than Mars. just because...Well,
it's not less alive, right?
we don't know much about Mars yet, but like, assuming that there's not much like, living things on Mars, with Earth having so many like, you know, living beings, I think the combined kind of aura or the spirit makes the whole planet more alive. Yeah,
because there must be like, living planets and non-living planets, right? And the planetEverything that is on that planet is completely dependent on the planet and is completely connected to everything else that's on that planet. You know, so you kind of can't, it's difficult to separate from the planet. I mean, you're talking about going to the moon, but you understand that you can just walk around in a t-shirt here, but just to go a little bit away from the planet, you have to have...Right. Radiation shielding, suits and oxygen. You know, you have to bring so much of the planet with you, of Earth with you to the moon just to live there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Water, air, food. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you have to take it from Earth, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, actually, I personally don't really think... that we need to necessarily move off and go to other planets or even the moon. It's just the nature of like wanting to explore, but I don't think it's like necessary. Some people think that you need to like preserve our species or something like, you know, but so you need to have a backup on another moon or Mars.
You're not trying to save mankind. You're you're kind of, if it works.
yeah. Because like we are not the only living beings on this whole huge universe. There's
I hope not.
More. Yeah.
I hope not. Can you imagine if we were? Oh my, what a big mistake that was. We should have stayed alive. Oh my God.
急に責任重大すぎだよね。
I know. I mean, but I, why don't you? Why do you think we haven't seen any aliens yet? If there are aliens,
I think it's just the distance. Yeah,
just the distance.
The scale
it's too
of the
far.
Universe.
But the universe is so old. It seems like we should see something by now, right? So, there's so many planets.
Well, we are like on the scale of the universe. Existence of the universe, like 13 billion years or something, like our existence is just like really tiny, you know, tiny flash of a, so it's possible like at other times, like way before or after, like there may be some other aliens who might have come.
Yeah, wouldn't it be weird if you were born in like 2500, right? If you were born in 2500 instead, and then you go to school and they're like, oh, yeah, there's aliens. They're really far away. We've been exchanging messages for, you know, 150 years or something. And that would be normal. You know, that would be normal. And and maybe that it wouldn't actually be that weird. It'd probably be weird.
Well, you know, yeah, because, you know, like, we have Gaijin card in Japan, right? And it's called alien card or something, right? Officially. So just the existence of you, for example, like that was the unthinkable when Japan was like just an island full of only Japanese people and maybe an like alien? Chinese people and stuff, right? You know what I mean though? Like the shock that they might have had when they first saw white people or you know, some animals that they had never seen in some other countries. Like, that was probably, like, as shocking. Like, right?
I still meet people sometimes that are shocked by my ethnicity.
What?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, and it's 2018, so.
Yeah.
If we can't even handle that, then how are we going to handle real aliens?
I don't know. But I feel like the going to the moon and going to other planets is like a... is like a function of evolution. Like I think humans aren't actually in control of humans that much, and this is kind of you know, on an individual level we are, but overall it's just another species on this planet, and I don't think that humans have really broken away from evolution or anything. I think we're kind of just doing the same thing, and the same way that sea creatures at some point move to the land and then move to other continents. You know, we've kind of saturated the planet and life itself, I feel like, and this is predictable by evolution, but will expand its aura beyond just the Earth. And I think, you know, Mars might come to life and other planets, and they will have weird animals that we can't imagine. I don't know. But maybe pushing more life out into the universe is a good thing. If they're like, I mean, there's nothing happening on these dead planets. But
as far as we know.
Is that do you think that's an evil agenda? You know, like, no. Oh, we shouldn't infect Mars or something? Or should we...
No, I don't think that's evil. I mean, unless like there are, you know, living things on Mars that will be, you know,
the Native American situation, right? Like
we don't compare bring them in, to Martian microbes.
We bring in like crazy viruses and stuff, yeah. And they all die.
Yeah, that'd yeah. be unfortunate.
But the next Chinese mission to the moon, I think, is going to try to grow plants on the moon. They're going to grow plants and silkworms.
Oh yeah,
I think they're going to grow silkworms on the moon, and it's going to be like a micro ecosystem, like the plants and the silkworms make the right things for each other. So, I don't know how long it'll last for. Not forever, right? I don't know. Probably not, but that's supposed to happen soon.
Why silkworms?
Just because it's
to make
more
clothes.
Silk. No, it's compatible.
T-shirts made of in space.
Yeah, those man, these silk shirts from the moon are just top notch. I don't know. I think it's just. I think they have information on silkworms already, because haven't they taken those to the International Space Station before?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. So, but it would be the first time that life would have been grown off the Earth.
And also, like, if people start living on the moon or outer space or something, and if unless they're all vegan, if they want to eat meat, they might start growing meat, you know, from cellular levels, you know, instead of, you know, it's harder to think of having a factory farm on the moon. It's much easier probably to grow it in the lab.
Lab grown meat.
What do you think of what Elon and SpaceX are doing these days? Have you been following that much?
Not as much.
As a former employee.
Not as much as some other people, but I saw that Falcon Heavy launch. Yeah. That was impressive.
With
that
the simultaneous landing.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I don't know. And I haven't been keeping up.
The Falcon Heavy can take quite a large payload all the way to Mars, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So... I'm assuming they could take humans to Mars using the Falcon Heavy, right? Not even the BFR, right? They have another rocket planned after this one that's much, much larger. I'm sure you're aware.
Right.
But have your views on Mars changed at all? Because I remember last
Not
time
yet.
You, like, you said it's too hard.
I don't think it's the transportation that's the hardest. I think... It's the, I think, as we talked last time, the radiation problem of a long, long duration mission away from the protection of the Earth. Magnetosphere. Yeah. So, or magnetic field. So, yeah.
What about a moon base? Would that be, maybe if it's subterranean, it'd be
I think that's much more likely,
You know, there's the lava tubes on the moon. I know that the organization you're working for, on their website, they say something about participating in like a moon base build out kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Right.
Sounds quite ambitious.
Yeah. Like the organization is trying to promote like more... You know, activities on the moon, so including moon bases. So, and this like telescope is one way to kind of initiate that.
What else? What else is included in the idea? Like,
well, like so it's not just a telescope, but also a communication system, which will be like really important. In any kind of like in developing the surface of the moon, and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
What do you think of? Have you read "The Moon is a Harsh Mistress"?
No,
by Robert Heinlein. But in that book, there's this concept of a an electric catapult.
Okay.
And it's a very crazy. It's an amazing book. I'd highly recommend it. But this catapult is built on the lunar surface to launch things from the moon to Earth or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not rocket propulsion, but actually like an electromagnetic rail gun type thing on the lunar surface that is like solar powered. Do you think something like that is feasible?
What? Wait, for what purpose? Like,
well,
I don't know.
They end up using it to launch rocks at Earth after they get in a war. And,
what?
And the, Luna, which is the moon, wants to separate, wants independence from Earth.
Okay.
And they end up using this this electromagnetic catapult to throw rocks at Earth. And people on Earth, weird stuff happens. Like people don't believe. Well, it's in the future, so it's kind of a weird plot, but people don't really believe that this is happening, and so there are like cults that congregate at the location that is reported to have the rock arrive. Basically, there's a bunch of meteor impacts caused by the moon people. I don't know where I'm going with this. My point is,
well, I think it's possible, like, but, because the moon, with moon having no atmosphere, like that railgun idea is probably much more likely or feasible. Maybe
it's supposed to be efficient, right? It seems efficient. It's eco. It doesn't use fuel.
eco friendly.
And Elon's announced this new idea to bring objects back from orbital velocity, or from Earth orbit, using a balloon. Have you seen that?
No.
So they are building this giant balloon. And they're saying that you can use a giant helium balloon to enter through the Earth's atmosphere without ever catching on fire. The balloon is large enough that it keeps the speed low enough that it never requires significant heat shielding. So it's like a new entry method into But it's a huge balloon that will shrink as this thing comes down.
Yeah.
And then this is for the second stage, because it has vacuum engines that they can't use for retrograde. They can't use to land with the vacuum engines.
Right.
Because the atmosphere is too dense. Right. But
yeah, that makes sense. Because there are balloons, helium balloons that go up.
But people think he's like trolling. You know,
just joking.
Yeah, but no.
Sometimes it's hard to tell because he jokes a lot on Twitter.
Why don't we do more with balloons? Like, why don't we have a city like in the sky? If you just have enough helium balloons, you just need enough, right? You just need a bunch.
A couple of years ago, I looked into like possibly working for maybe 3 years ago, like for this company called Worldview. What was it called? Instead of like having like instead of Virgin Galactic, like launching people straight up and coming back, giving people rides on the balloon, and that can go up to like 40 kilometers or something, and at that altitude basically you have the dark sky and you can see the view of the Earth basically. So but a lot less expensive and probably safer, and
so it's like a dirigible or like an airship.
Yeah, well, it's like a QQ,
air balloon,
but with helium balloon.
Because you know they have those blimps, right? And we see blimps. I haven't seen them recently, but I used to see blimps sometimes. Right?
子供の時とか.
A few years ago, they had a blimp. I forget whose blimp it was, but I always wonder, like, why can't we just why can't that blimp just go up more? Like, why just build a better blimp and just keep going?
As the atmosphere thins, it gets harder and harder to get the flotation, buoyancy.
Maybe if it's a really huge blimp, though. You think so?
Well, that's what the helium balloon is, right?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I thought helium was, like, going scarce. Right? Like I've been reading for some years that like we're gonna run out of helium someday.
Hmm. Well, it's pretty light. There's helium on the moon, right?
Yeah. A special isotope of helium, including that many companies are trying to get as a fuel for clean nuclear fusion energy generator.
Mm. Okay.
But we don't have a fusion energy generator yet, right?
No.
But people want the fuel for the generator when we don't have the generator.
Right. It's still something far.
Do you think they'll solve fusion or? It's a tough question. I don't know.
Eventually. Yeah, eventually.
Eventually? It's totally like theoretically possible, right?
Yeah, should be.
Are there going to be a lot of mining on the moon?
Many companies are thinking about it. So, yeah, they're like, they want to mine precious minerals, metals, and things and bring them back to the Earth and sell them.
What kind of stuff is there other than the helium?
I actually don't really know.
Isn't it just like moon rock?
Mm.
Or there's more?
I don't know.
I'm
a little bit skeptical of that kind of business.
What about the asteroid ones? Because there are some asteroids that have really high concentrations of precious metals, right? Do you think that's feasible? Are there any? There was some company trying to get asteroids, right?
Yeah.
Like platinum asteroid.
Yeah. I forget what it's called, but yeah.
They're trying to get asteroids?
Yeah.
Get and like...
capture.
Yeah, it's easier to... with asteroids being much smaller, they don't have as much gravity. So once you like land on it, it's easier to take off from it. So
you can
get stuff. Yeah. Huh.
If you just find an asteroid that's on a really convenient trajectory, then maybe using a small amount of fuel, you can make it crash into the moon or something. How are they supposed to collect it?
The minerals on the asteroid? Or
yeah. Or they're not going to bring
it's
the whole
Hayabusa Mitaini.
So you don't think they'll get like a whole
asteroid?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Why? No, that makes way more sense to me. Why would you just take a piece off? You know? It seems like you could find an asteroid that would be on like a really convenient path and just push it. True.
Yeah, that's like a 超資本主義的な. Let's just get all.
We're
of
taking
this.
The whole asteroid. Yeah.
And we're gonna make millions of dollars.
So
だね。お金とか politics の話になると。また複雑になっちゃう、なんか利権月が誰のものかみたいなとかね、なっちゃうと残念だけど、
We're right there, right? Like, do you guys need some special permission to land the telescope on that?
No, just permission.
Just do what you want. Yarihodai, the moon.
Yarihodai.
To launch, don't you need a review from who was that? FCC.
FAA?
Right.
Or maybe some kind of international commission or something.
Mm.
Yeah. To be safe.
Right.
And also make sure you don't hit any other things in orbit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the moon, there's the moon treaty. Mm. I think the major like space-faring countries, including the U.S., haven't signed it, so it doesn't mean too much. But like, it's kind of similar to Antarctic Treaty.
Ah, right.
Where you're not supposed to like do any military activities or things like that.
Are they?
Huh?
Are they?
Who?
I don't know. Is anyone doing military activities?
Not that I know of. No.
But you wouldn't know, right?
Oh, in Antarctica, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, they used to, like, they're, like, all these different stations that I've been to, like, Palmer Station used to be, like, is it Navy or some kind of, military base.
Mm. Oh, really? They're, like, abandoned Navy bases, or?
Yeah, like, back in the 70s or something, or I don't know when it was, but, like, Yeah, apparently they just left because I guess it was not useful enough. And like wow. they just like dumped a bunch of their like machineries and things like that just on the ocean, like where the penguins and seals are like trying to live. Yeah, it's horrible.
Are you going to get punished if you pull out the American flag on the moon that was left by Apollo astronaut? Like, are there any rules or... Or you're just going to be an asshole.
Yeah, I don't think.
But no penalty.
You know how upset people would be if you pulled out that flag?
Right?
Oh my God.
But you could, right?
Even the idea is offensive.
You just like bring it home.
Oh my God.
And put it on eBay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, その、なんて言うんだろう、その規制というか法律がないから。うん。逆に面白い、なんて言うんだろうね、そういう場所ないじゃん、もう。アンタークティカぐらい。
There will be soon, right? そういう regulations on the moon, like, because you don't want someone to just walk over and like kick your telescope over, right? After you guys put it on the moon, right?
Like competitors とかってこと。
Yeah, I guess there's.Not that concerned.
Not yet.
月でさ、ロボコンみたいな感じでロボットとして戦わなきゃいけないみたいな。
Yeah,
to protect your telescope.
Yeah, the rovers start to have weapons on them, like little paint guns and stuff. Just shoot the cameras of the other guys.
Yeah.
Rover.
Yeah. Well, when we go to places like the moon, at least I hope that, you know, we'll make... good society. Like,
yeah.
People respect each other. And
yeah. Definitely.
You know, when I was at South Pole Station, I actually pulled out the Japanese flag.
Mm.
Just for a picture. I put it back.
You didn't put it on eBay.
No.
But so that wasn't okay. Like the first flag ever planted on the South Pole, right?
I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very windy.
Soka. Oh, right. Soka. With all the penguins.
The moon is a weird canvas. What do you think people are going to do on the moon? Canvas. You know, because like you could put a bizarre abstract arts installation or something on the moon and it would just stay there for like a really long time, right? Unless it got hit with a meteor. But
well, it's a huge... area, so it's going to be hard to make something that visible.
Is it going to just turn into Burning Man? Like
maybe. Super, even more expensive and
even more expensive.
Survival. Maybe.
Celebrity party field.
Yeah, probably. Mm. It's pretty likely that someday, like in the future, like all the rich people who want to party... probably will go to the moon and trash the place.
Yeah, there's weird stuff you could probably do there that's like not illegal. The moon just becomes like the ultimate black market.
Oh God.
No, yeah, I hope not. I hope like when people go to outer space, to the moon and like look back at the earth and like how amazing, beautiful it is and like realize like all the crazy things that's happening on the earth, like they'll have a different perspective and want to do something better or something more meaningful.
It'll just be rich people on a 3-day party bus to the moon.
Right.
So that. Yeah, that'll be sad.
Yeah.
But So you're gonna be working. じゃあ結構久しぶりに一個のプロジェクト結構長い間やりそうな感じ。
そうだね。うん、今まではあの一ヶ月間とか長くても半年ぐらいずつやってたけど、今回はちょっとしばらく。まあ結構あの週に20時間だけやってて、そういう仕事ってあんまりめったに。あともっとそうすれば他のことにも時間使えるから、そういうの。まあ、なかなかいいセットアップだなと思って。
That's nice. So, like, 週5だとして1日4時間ってことか。
そう、あの、うん。今は月曜日8時間か水木は午前中だけ
やって。
で、余った時間で、あの、まあ、 僕の本当のやりたいことをやってる、うん、その、あの、まあ、今は Good Food Institute っていうところで研修してて。
Okay、
う
ん、what do they do?
Oh, they're a non-profit based mostly in the US, but they're trying to promote, like, you know, good food as in like alternatives to animal products、
mm.
Yeah, so they're even like promoting these what's called clean meat, like、mm. the meat grown in labs、
mm.
Yeah, because some peopleThink even including people like Richard Branson, Bill Gates are investing in like these startups、mm. trying、mm-hmm. to grow meat.
It's because, like Memphis Meats.、
Right? Yeah, yeah. They think that could solve a lot of the issues、
yeah.
like with animal agriculture, with the environment, health, and of course the animals. So、
mm.
yeah, so、my internship, I'm actually focusing especially in Japan, like how to promote.Like plant-based or clean meat alternatives to animal food.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's so cool. So、yeah. it's like awareness campaign type
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, and also just they haven't started doing any work in Japan yet.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to find out like what existing organization there are、
mm.
and what kind of activities there are and what the kind of the market is for、
right.
like...plant-based foods in Japan, what the demand is, like、mm. things like that.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yesterday I met someone who is leading the Animal Rights Center of Japan、
okay.
here in Tokyo、mm. and we were talking and turns out we were classmates in elementary school.
Eh?
It was so random.
A small world.
Yeah.
That's so random.
I hadn't seen her in likeman, since fifth grade when I left that school.
When did you have that realization?
Yeah.
Like, while you
just,
were
like, we were like just talking and like, she was like, where did you grow up? And I was like, Shizuoka-ken. で、あ、一緒一緒。で、どこ一緒。で、裾野って言ったら、あ、彼女は三島。で、あ、三島にも、あの、住んでたことあるよって言って。で、何歳って言ったら同い年で。
Oh.
あ、もしかして、北上翔うん。で、あ、もしかして、あの、背が低くて、いつも袖なしで、あの、真冬でも袖なしと半ズボンで通ってた子は、って言って。そうそうそう。
今日も T シャツ
ね。ね、今日も T、今日結構寒いけど、T シャツで。
全然変わってない。変わってない。She remembered you as you are.
でも、顔とか全然覚えてないけど。
うん。すごいね。
そう、すごい偶然だった。
Do you believe in synchronicities or like kind of cosmic connections or meaningful coincidences?
Not complete. Well, possibly.Yeah, possibly. Yeah,、
mm.
but、I think a lot of those are coincidences, what、mm. people think are like some what's meant to be. Like, I think a lot of them are actual just、mm. pure coincidences. But some of them, I think I believe in、like the spirits of maybe our grandparents or other, you know, dead people、trying...making certain connections、
mm.
possibly. I don't know.
Mm. mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's,
how about you?
I don't know. Like, I've had my mind blown so many times by, like,
yeah.
impossible coincidences. And I wonder, you know, if some advanced computer could objectively analyze my life and tell me,oh, this is like statistically、mm. like nominal. Like、mm. this is normal.、
Right.
Or is it like actually there's some bias here? Like this is kind of,
right,
you know, something right, crazy、
yeah.
is happening. I feel、mm. like good things that happen and bad things that happen to you tend to cluster. I think there are kind of cascading effects that we're not fully aware of that present themselves as、
mm.
synchronicities.、
Mm.
What do you, like the...one that blows my mind and is oddly relevant today is the moon、
mm.
you know、
yeah.
one of the craziest experiences I've ever had was going to Wyoming、mm. and watching the eclipse.
Oh, this last year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was in Idaho.
Oh, really?
Did yeah
you watch?
Yeah.
Did you see totality?
Yeah.
Was that your first time seeing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was.
Well, what did you think?
Yeah, it was pretty miraculous and kind of 神秘的.
But it's just the moon kind of moves in front of the way of the sun, right?
Right.
But did you have, you felt like that experience was profound? Or
well,
I was stunned. I was like speechless.
Were you on something?
No, I wasn't on. I wasn't on anything.
Oh wow, cool.
That's what I was gonna say. Like looking at both of you, like you have, it seems like you had a different type of experience. Oh, I was like, were you actually on something?
I felt like I was gonna have some sort of like psychological issue with because I couldn't explain to myself why the eclipse was so moving to me, like emotionally, and why the visual appearance of the eclipse was just so captivating and alien, and just it really blew my mind. And I was thinking about it for just weeks.
Wow.
And I don't understand. The most puzzling thing is I don't understand why I reacted so profoundly to the eclipse. Did you feel that at all, or were you just like, okay, cool, like
I wish.
I was tight, I'm moving on now.
But
there's something supernatural feeling about it. What was your experience?
Well, I was kind of hoping for something like that, but no, it was very impressive. Have you ever seen one?
Nope.
It was very impressive, beautiful, and like, but I didn't have it that kind of like super profound experience. I tend to be not that
strongly
not that
moved.
Sensitive.
No epiphanies.
No.
But it looks very weird, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so black in the center.
Yeah.
And you saw the corona Offerman, but that whole thing is based on a coincidence, right? That the moon is 400 times closer or something, and like 400 times smaller, and therefore it gives this perfect effect of showing you a part of the sun that you would never be able to see otherwise, right? And that's a coincidence.
Yeah, like it just... It is a coincidence that
how unlikely
they're
is
about the same size seen from the Earth. I don't know. That is a mystery. I mean, at the same time, because the universe has so many, you know, other solar systems similar to solar system. Of all those, there would be like planets with, you know, a moon that happened to be the same size as the sun as seen from that planet. And so, I mean, and there are probably a bunch of them considering how big the universe is. So it's just like we happen to be on it. We are lucky.
Yeah, well, that's the coincidence.
Well,
right? You don't meet your friend if you're not there. You know, you have to be there to to appreciate that.
Yeah, but some other people on some other planet where the moon is like either smaller or much bigger, they're not experiencing this coincidence. Like, and they look at us and like maybe they'll be like jealous or something, but like
I'd be jealous.
But for them maybe it's not as like profound that this other planet has these more beautiful eclipses.
it's like the arbitrariness of coincidences is what's mind-blowing. You know, that something so arbitrary can create an experience so profound.
I don't know,
what the hell.
So are you religious now?
I don't know what I am. It's the problem. I'm just some different variety of confused than whatever you are, you know. But you know, it's like this, you have some worldview and then I have some worldview, and mommy has some worldview. None of us are religious, but we're trying to reconcile and figure. If we were religious, it's quite simple, right? You represent, you know, Judaism, and she represents Christian, and then we can hash it out there as Daihil. But here it's
can fight.
But here it's individualistic. We're all looking at the same mystery, you know. Hopefully we're all looking at the same mystery.
Yeah. And I like the idea of like collective thoughts. Like, I feel like more and more people are interested in mindfulness and meditation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like you can call it just, it's just a trend, but you know, it's also this collective thoughts or like veganism and mm-hmm. animal mm-hmm. cruelty issues. And, you know, I feel like we're all somewhat going towards similar direction mm-hmm. and,
well, these are all memes, right? So, like, yeah. veganism is a meme.
What do you mean?
Like,
it's a meme?
Meme as in... So, a meme would be the smallest unit of an idea.
Mm.
So, like, the gene is part of, like, your genome, or, mm-hmm. right? So, all these different things, you know, all these ideas are memes that kind of compete with each other in a marketplace of ideas.
Mm, mm.
And so you are invested. You're an investor in certain ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's invested in certain ideas. And you kind of show up in this market and you put these ideas, these memes out there, and people kind of compare these ideas, try these ideas, test these ideas. And then we have the evolutionary process that will help us basically... survival of the fittest, the best idea should win, you know? And so dialogue hopefully helps us approach the truth by comparing and cross-referencing all these memes that we keep shooting out of our faces.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not sure if like the best is necessary. Well, if whatever is the most fit for survival is necessarily the best. I'm not sure.
Mm. I tend to assume that it is because I feel like the only influence on that outcome is the universe itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Mm.
Definitely on like small scales, you can find examples where that doesn't happen. You know, people vote and some shitty thing happens.
Mm.
But generally, I think better ideas live longer and reproduce more and tend to be taken in by other people. Because you do it all the time, right? You look at other people's ideas like, oh, this is a good idea. Oh, this is a bad idea. Mm. And then you bring that on board to yourself, right? And then you say that again.
Where were we? Are we recording?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. あれ、今日、あれ、会津この後行くんでしたっけ? アイズってどこ?
福島県。飛行機。飛行機山から。あ、新幹線で郡山まで行って、そっからバスか電車。これが今回の旅のメインイベント?そう。そうか。ビジネス中。うん。ラッキーだけど。日本に来れて。でもハワイから来て今日こんな寒いのにTシャツで入れるって結構すごいよね。ああ。
Are you biologically different? You've been to these very cold places, so I'm just wondering, you know, do you think that's changed you at all, or you were comfortable and that's why you went, or
no? Even like we talked about when I was in elementary school, I was like, for some reason, I didn't get very cold, even in the cold.
でもそういう人いるよね。スウェーデンの人とかもそうだけど、日本に来て真冬でも結構Tシャツで歩いてたりとか、なんか I feel like there's biological difference.
なんか体温が高いような気がする。代謝もなんかいっぱいね、ピーナッツとかナッツとかいっぱい食べ
What are you doing for your health, or do you have some kind of routine? What time do you wake up every day?
I wake up around the sunrise time, like maybe around 7 or something.
Hmm.
Can you actually get fat while being a vegan?
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
From,
and also,
but how?
Depends on what you eat
vegan
as a vegan.
Ice cream every day and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible to be vegan and eat a bunch of junk food too, or eat too much.
I mean, most of the stuff that makes you fat is totally fine to eat if you're vegan, you know, like carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, and
carbs,
you know, like meat doesn't really make you fat unless you eat huge amounts,
right?
You know,
yeah,
or like the artificially super fatty versions of like beef and stuff,
yeah. On the other hand, like if you eat a bunch of vegetables and fruits. I think if you're just eating those things, it's harder to get fat.
Yeah, yeah.
You can eat as much as you want. And
yeah, when I stay with my grandparents in Shizuoka, I just eat until I'm completely full, but I'm eating like gobo, stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
And wadabi, they're just picking all these things
from
the mountains nearby. And so it's almost all yasai, and it's almost all like very healthy for you know.
Yeah.
But you come to Tokyo and that's not here at all. It doesn't exist. You know, the culture of getting all the vegetables and plants from either from your own gardens or from your neighbors in the Inaka, that culture is like,
so
it doesn't exist here in Tokyo at all. Right? So whenever I go there, I'm like, oh, this is so much better. Like, why aren't we all doing this? Like, why aren't we all eating this healthy food? And I come back here and I eat takenoko no sato or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Instead of the real takenoko, which I was eating.
Right.
Yeah.
But so, there is a farmer's market, right? Aoyama.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, there are some.
I heard
some.
It's expensive, but...
It is pretty expensive, yes. It's not really...
But for our health, I think it's... Like, most of the time, that's like... great, the best place to invest our money in, you know.
Yeah.
Because being healthy is the happiest.
It must be hard to be vegan in Tokyo. It's not hard to be vegetarian, but nanka dashi ga aru kara igai to ironna toko ni haitteru nan tei u no wa mo soba toka da menzuyu toka haichatteru kara.
Some people are whether or not they're vegan, it seems to be a movement of people being very aware of where all their food comes from, you know, so they trace it all the way back to the source, and then they just keep eating that, and they kind of have a diet that's made out of these very consistent sources that they're familiar with.
Yeah,
you know, like you don't need, you can find a source of mekons that's good for the rest of your life or whatever it is, right? And
yeah.
Instead of, usually you go to the supermarket and you look at prices, right? What's the cheapest?
Right.
But buying the cheapest kind of incentivizes whatever practices make it cheap, and sometimes those are not according to regulation or poor standards.
Yeah.
So what have you found so far about veganism in Japan?
Oh, in Japan? Well, there's some, you know, hope, because compared to when I was growing up here, feels like there's a lot more awareness, and at least like restaurants who cater to, who have options, vegan options. So, and then there are these organizations doing things like, even next week, this coming weekend, Earth Day, Earth Fest, like there's like, you know, vegan related events and things happening. So I'm pretty hopeful. Like you said, with the internet and more information, like I think, and also with movies, like, well, I find that movies are like, documentaries are one of the best ways for people to find things out. Like, I don't know if you've seen like things like Cowspiracy or What the Health, or
there's so many.
Yeah.
About corn, about sugar, about plastic. Just name a commodity and there's a documentary about how horrible it is.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, there aren't that many in Japanese yet.
So da ne. Demo Okja to ka kekkou wadai natte ta ne. I mean, that's not documentary, but
Yeah, so yeah, I'm hopeful. It's going in a good direction, I think.
That's
good.
Well, there's a language barrier always, you know.
そうだね。ほとんど英語だもんね。
Right. And also with the Olympic coming up, many stores and restaurants and things are trying to increase because foreigners tend to be a little more, like, they tend to be more vegetarian vegan people. So, yeah.
アフリもね、ビーゲンラーメンあるよね。
アフリ。
そう、アフリってなんか結構有名なラーメン屋さんがあって、ラーメンって普通鶏とか豚骨とか絶対にこう動物系の油使ってるんだけど、そこはあのヴィーゲンラーメンがある。野菜で出汁取ってる。
おととい食べたなんかどっかで、どこだっけな、しゃぶ禅っていうところ、あの下、あれなんていうんだっけ、あの世田谷区の
下
北にあった、
それはヴィーゲンレストラン、オッケ
ー、ラーメン屋みたいなところで、カレーとかもあって、美味しかった。あとティーズなんとかっていうラーメン屋もあるって。
あ、へえ、結構ラーメンある、ね。
そう、意外とある。意外とある。
探せば、あるんだ、確かにね。なんかアメリカだったら普通のレストラン行ってもこう葉っぱのマークついてるメニューとかあるじゃん。普通のメニューの中にこれはベジタリアンですよみたいな、分かりやすくなってたりするけど。
What do you think of Soylent? Have you heard about this?
No, what's that?
So there are some people are saying that vegan is, they're going next level, and they have this weird nutrient drink that is artificially produced, and so there's like more and more of these people that they just drink this. This white drink, I think it's called Soylent.
Is it made of what?
And, yeah, it has soy in it, and it has a lot of, they try to put a bunch of nutrients in there. It's almost like a protein shake or something. But they believe that it can actually replace meals completely.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the implications are on your digestion or whatever. Probably not good.
No.
But what do you think of that concept? Like if all humans could just receive like a nutrient tenteki every morning and then
but actually, like, you might think that it sounds crazy, but a lot of people do that to their pets, like dog food and cat food. It's like they keep feeding their animal the same thing every single day, and it's packed with enough nutrients. So it's kind of like that, right?
I think the dog food would facilitate like more natural digestion than just drinking like a fluid the whole time. But yeah, I mean, the concept is the same, right? I mean, there are a lot of dogs that get really good dog food, but
yeah,
probably better than the Soylent. But yeah.
I don't know. I think it's like, I think the chewing process is actually pretty important. Like
it's weak jawed.
You need to get serotonin.
All these Soylent drinkers and their glass jaws. That's probably true. It like makes your, it's good for your blood flow to your brain or whatever.
Maybe they can freeze the Soylent and just chew it like ice cubes.
Yeah, or when
it's
you
all solved.
Every time you go to the gym, now they have a machine that works out your jaw. So you you work out your abs, right? And then you get on the jaw machine and you chew this thing for like 15 seconds and you do
that's
a
so
set.
Stupid.
You do like 3 sets of 10. But that's totally feasible in the future if that's where we end up, you know. Our bodies atrophy the same way cuz you just go to the supermarket and you buy something, right? So if we move to Soylent or something, you would have to to work out your jaw. So that it doesn't get
actually it's right? not that ridiculous. Like, I mean, compared to how people work, how people are driving all the time and then working out, it's not that different from that.
You think it's weird, but
because like I live in Tokyo, like people walk all the time, people take stairs to go to subway and stuff like that. So like, なんかなんだろう、アメリカだとみんなジム行くじゃん。 もうみんなジム行ってるじゃん。
That's
それを
definitely not true.
but you know what I mean? There's like this gym culture that like people just love going to the gym and like workouts and they have like so many workout programs and stuff. And I was always kind of like, oh wow, like すごいアメリカ人はそのワークアウトに関する意識が高いなって思ったんだけど、でも車めっちゃ乗って全然歩かないから。
That's why they have to. Can you imagine being an American that never went to the gym? Escalator, car, like you, what are you doing? You never, you just change the channels on the,
right.
like when do you use your body?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
We're getting to a place where we use our bodies less and less and less.
だって場所によってはエスカレーターもほとんどないよね。全部こう、一階建てっていうか。まあ日本も田舎行くと結構いいけど。
Oh, they have escalators at the gym.
At the gym, I guess, yeah. But
really?
Right.
yeah.
So long,
yeah, no, I never go to the gym. Like you asked about working out or something. I don't have any routine. Like I just like I bike to work every morning, like 300 meter altitude difference going up the hill. Well, I have electrically assisted bike otherwise I'll be sweaty every morning. But I don't even have a car yet.
Oh,
I'm just like getting around everywhere. With
have you seen the
bicycle,
the electric skateboards people have?
Oh,
people are starting to ride those.
Yeah,
electric
in
skateboards
LA or wherever. But
right,
well, before it was the hoverboard, right, where you're just standing like this. So if you hit a rock or something, you'll just fly face first into the pavement. But now they have the skateboards that are electric and go quite fast, and the batteries are getting better and better, and
you just stand on it?
Yeah. The last time I was in the States, I saw a lot of people riding these electric skateboards. Mm-hmm. And
so it's like Segway, but just for the ashi?
It's a skateboard with an electric motor that drives the back wheels.
Okay. Mm.
That's all it is, really. But you have a little hand control that, you know, a little control in your hand that controls it with Bluetooth. But I would see people just going to work on these skateboards. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy is in a suit, he has his little briefcase, and then he's on a skateboard and he's flying down this road probably 40 kilometers an hour. Like,
what?
They're going fast. It's so fast. No, it's so fast. You know, like they're no, I'm telling you, these electric skateboards are going super fast now. Like, you can't reach that speed on a normal skateboard.
I mean, でもそれこそ石とか落ちてたらどうなるの?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It looks so scary.
怖い。なんかセグウェイみたいに捕まるとこが欲しいよね。
They're like those skateboarders that they go down like 峠 and they go downhill, so they go really fast and then they start to slide. So they have like these metal gloves. And they like put their hand on the ground while they're like flying down the mountain. You haven't seen this? This is the thing to do now.
Okay.
Have you noticed this increase in like really extreme activities, like the paragliding people that are going like they're right just centimeters above the ground and they're flying, you know. Almost 100 kilometers an hour and these like paragliding things, and they fly like between rocks. There's like a tiny little space, they just fly it right through, and there's just more and more people doing crazier and crazier riskier stuff.
Maybe
what's that all about?
I would do it in VR, but not
right.
No,
not in reality.
Like you've seen the wingsuit guys that like they fly through some incomplete building or something. It's just the craziest.
Nope.
No.
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 Yeah. I think there are better things to do. That's safer.
Yeah. Well, you have a different kind of like adventurousness where you're kind of putting yourself in a really unfamiliar environment.
Yeah.
It's not really like the Red Bull, let's go, you know, like.
Yeah.死と隣り合わせみたいな、そういうことじゃないよね。That's quite different. So, are you gonna be coming here more often with this vegan?
Oh,
campaign?
I'm not sure. Like, but part of the reason I did move to Hawaii was like it's relatively close, or a little bit closer to Japan. So I hope to come back more.
Me. Yeah, we're gonna be here for a while. So.
Oh yeah.
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 そうだね、近いもんね、ハワイ。しかも、direct flight あるしね、
そうそうそう、そう。
Thank God. It came back. Maybe like 2 years ago? Right? The direct flight? Yeah, they abolished it once.
Oh, really?
Okay. 私、子供の時ずっとあったんだけど、一回やめて、また復活した。
It's more expensive though, yeah.
I don't know.
The direct.
I don't know.
But then you still stop at Oahu, right? For like 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
For refuel?
Well, I'm flying back on Sunday, direct from Haneda to Kona.
Oh, Haneda からなんだっけ、しかも。
Hawaiian is...
Right.
JAL は Narita.
Narita, okay.
Mm. What's your favorite thing about the Big Island? There's so much to do there.
I have to say, the... Well, a couple favorite things, like the thing I already mentioned about the people, like the family feel, big family feel. I like that. And then another thing is, the land is pretty fertile. Like there's so many variety of plants and things. So like when I go back, I'm going to move in June to a different place and I'm going to start planting, growing my own food, I hope.
Are you going to be on the rainy side?
No, still on, just a little bit closer to... I don't live in Kona. I live in, near Waimea.
Ah, okay. What's the way no ho? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to live a little bit closer to work so that the bicycle commute is a little bit safer. But then I'll have like some land where I can grow things. Yeah.
What are you gonna grow?
I don't know. Like right now, I already have like in pots, strawberries, kale, and mint. But like just simple things. Because my dream someday is like, you know, like you were saying, like growing our own food.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, so jealous! I wish I was there right now. Have you ever been to the Poke Shack?
Who?
It's this restaurant っていうかなんだろうお店 where they sell like all kinds of different poke でなんかあのそこの人が魚を毎日 oh no but you're vegan you should go なんかそこの人が毎日魚を自分で取ってて一回もフリーズしてないっていうのをすごい自慢にしてて、It's really good.
Well, you should just get to know some of the locals there. They are all, they're always going into the, well, that's vegan too. But I have friends there who like, when they're locals in Hawaii, but they hunt their food in the ocean themselves.
Right.
Like they don't go to the store.
Yeah.
Like where do you get your...
I met those people too.
They literally... He just walks out into the ocean and then he comes back with like
lobsters and
sea
urchins.
And that's like that's so far from the Tokyo life.
Right.
So
I think it's so far.
That's Tokyo de tsukamaerareru mono nai yo ne. Hakubishin
toka
wakannai
kedo.
But between that and you know growing some stuff like you could totally, you know, you're not buying anything from anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And the local Hawaiian people always, you know, they have a really strong connection with their island, you know, and the nature there. And it's crazy that you really still see that today, you know.
Yeah, I've met those kind of people. And actually, a lot of people are living kind of self-sufficiently with the solar power and, like, rain catchment. And
Are you going to do that too?
Oh, I don't know.
You should.
Possibly. Yeah. That'd be nice, but I don't know.
Oh, I think last year was actually the few years that I've missed going there.
Oh, really?
Since I was a child. So I'm like,
well, you had been going every year
this year.
Yeah, basically every year, and I had a wedding there too. So
Everyone wants to go, right?
And it smells different. Like, you know, like, 空港着いた時に、mm. あの、なんかコーナーの匂いがするんだよね。
Mm.
で、ああ、mm. 戻ってきましたみたいな感じする。Mm. I miss that. And I love that airport. あの外みたいな。
mm. 外だね。
Yeah.、Mm. 完全に外。
So,
Hopefully next year.
に住んじゃうとね、あんまりなんか都会にまた住みたいと思わなくなっちゃう。
Mm. Mm.
You meet a lot of people that have, or I have met people in Hawaii where they, you know, they move there and mm-hmm. then they're kind of disconnected from the rest of the the world. You know, they kind of build their place and they kind of
yeah.
retire.In a, like a next level retire.
Yeah.
Right.
I actually have a friend on Lanai.、
Mm.
で、Lanai に住んじゃうともうコナも無理って言ってた。コナも待ちすぎるみたいな。
Yeah.
それもすごい。
今住んでるとこも人口1万人くらいで、コナがなんかすごいごちゃごちゃしてて、渋滞もしてて、なんか嫌な感じになる。コナ3、4万人だよね。
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.The number of people kind of changes the...
Yeah. 全然違うからね。
Mm. It's weird.
Mm. Mm. よく、mm. あの何回も同じ人とああの普通に見かけたりするからね。友達も作りやすい。
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
That doesn't really happen in Tokyo that often, right? Like, oh, I saw you the other day, like,
at
Ichimaru-kyu or something.
You could in Roppongi and stuff, but まあコーナーだったら車でわかるもんね。あ、あの人、あの人友達とか、
oh, that's true.
それはさすがに東京はちょっと無理。Like Patrick, my friend that you've met、mm-hmm. in Kona, he has like this huge ass land, and I think he lives in a trailer. Like he doesn't even have a house.、
Mm.
And his stuff is just like sitting outside, basically.
Hmm. So he's like what I'm kind of describing, right? The next level retire.
Yeah,
or...
yeah. And he has a pizza van with like a legit pizza oven. So he sells that sometimes, but not like every day.
There's a lot of wacky people on the Big Island too,
yeah.
you know? Like,
yeah.
Super far out, super far out people.
Yeah.
You have flat earthers. There's a strong flat earth movement on the Big Island.
Really?
Yeah. I know multiple flat earthers on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah. Patrick is a sugoi, I don't know, conspiracy theorist. He's a prepper.
He? Huh.
And that's why that's part of the reason why he's there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Wait, he's a what?
Prepper. Like, he's.Prepared for like nuclear wars or like any kind of like scarcity of drinkable water. Like he has his own water source on his land, so like he's totally ready for.
Yeah, and there's a lot of
for the World War III, I guess. But
yeah, there are a lot of preppers.
Wow. Yeah,
but there are some people that I think it attracts people that are trying to kind of escape from.The rest of society, institutionalized society, because the Big Island is kind of freer. You can kind of be yourself, and people aren't going to give you shit, you know, for what you believe or something the way they might if you're, you know, in, I don't know, a less open-minded place. But that also has created a lot of wiggle room for squirrely thinking on the Big Island.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
right.
So long.
Yeah.
It's diversity of ideas for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
でもその気持ちはわかるよね。なんかちょっとそのこのちっちゃいソサエティから離れたいみたいな。離れて自然に囲まれたいっていう。
But you have to wonder, you know, for some of these people, it changes their outlook or it changes their epistemology. Their relationship to the rest of the world is different when you're like on the Big Island. You know, it's like you're not quite.No one's ever really talking about you. You kind of feel like an outsider, right? Like they don't... Some Hawaiians don't fully consider, you know, Hawaii to be part of the United States.
Right.
Kind of in a similar way, Okinawa wouldn't fully consider itself
right.
part of Japan,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, I was wondering like if I would feel isolated there. Mm. But actually, like the Big Island is big enough that with enough variety that I haven't felt that way so far. Mm. So yeah, mm.
It's almost too. It's actually too big. Mm. No,
maybe
like, I felt like that.
Yeah, it might be the case on Lanai or something, but maybe not on the Big Island.
It takes a long time to get to the other side of the island, mm-hmm. you know.
So mm-hmm. yeah,
it does. Doesn't it take like 5-6 hours to get to the other side of the island?
Mm. I mean, you can go from Kona to like Hilo or something in a few hours, like two or 3 hours.
But if you're trying to go to like, I don't know, South Point from Waimea. I don't know.
Yeah, almost 4 hours.
あとね、道一回間違えると結構終わりなんだよ。なんか曲がるとこがないみたいな。あれめっちゃまっすぐ来たけど全然なさそうみたいな。
Like South Point, you have to drive off road to get there, you know. And there's a lot of places in Hawaii, a lot of beaches.
On
the Big Island where you have to drive there. You have to drive on the lava stuff, you know, to get to certain beaches. Mm-hmm. And so people try to drive on there with the rental car and they pop their tires.
Right. Yeah.
And same is true for like Mauna Kea, like... The gravel towards the top of Mauna Kea is so slippery. Mm. Like mm-hmm. if you don't have four-wheel drive, you can like mm-hmm. you're just sliding everywhere. And at night, if you're coming down at night, it can get even
sounds
crazy.
Like you've done this. Sounds like you've
no, I had a four-wheel drive vehicle, so I was fine. But I saw a lot of other people struggling because they had just rented. Right. They're like tourists that had just rented front wheel drive, you know, some car that wasn't supposed to be up there.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Well, hopefully we get to see you more.
Yeah.
Now that you're closer.
Yeah. And please come to Hawaii too.
I would have to.
How can we keep track of what's going on with the moon project? Because that... You guys are trying to send that thing relatively soon, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a huge... I'm helping to organize a conference in Hainan, China.
Oh.
On that island. It's going to be a pretty big conference in December.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, we get a lot of people coming, some astronauts coming too, and and Buzz Aldrin's son is coming too. Huh. And like, yeah, so... and we have other events happening. So, and so at each of these events, we'll be presenting our updates of the mission. So, and we always post them on the on the website. So,
okay. Do you have a time frame for when you think that will be launched, or
the very first one? Maybe next year. Yeah,
at the earliest. That would be like super soon, you know, because people usually these space plans are like, oh, we'll launch within, you know, 10 years or something. Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this one will happen. Like, we have the hardware ready already. It's just like whether it will get launched or not.
Finding
and we need to find funding too. Yeah. That's true. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
But you have a website, right, where people can check out what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's the International Lunar Observatory Association, so ILOA.org.
Okay. And the vegan one, you have a website as well.
The organization that I'm interning for at the moment, it's Good Food Institute, so GFI.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff. Yeah. So much is happening.
Yeah,
I can't keep track of what you're up to or where.
Well, I'll be more stable now, so you can find me in Hawaii.
We appreciate that.
So on that. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Hopefully, see you soon.
Yeah.
again?
Yeah,
yeah,
I hope so. For sure.
Yeah,
and we'll hang out.
Back. Yeah.
All right.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
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 Ooh, thank you so much.